But let me tell you
something that scared me, though.
What's that?
What scared me was that, you know how they say you're here for a reason.
Absolutely. Right?
And so they're like, well, you made it. So your reason, whatever reason was that you had made
it. Out.
Right. So my fear was, what's going to happen when I figure out what that reason is? Am I going to die then? So then but listen.
You're on borrowed time.
Let me tell you something. Did I just fast track this guy? Wait a minute.
Right.
But listen, But see, y'all don't understand. That was a real fear.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't want to help anybody. I didn't want to do anything.
You went to the other
fear. Yeah.
Then I went to a different thing because I was like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to figure it out and be gone.
Because I don't want to. I'm not ready to go.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing shit. But then I ended up going to counseling, of course.
That's good.
And whenever I would talk to my counselor made it make sense to me.
Right.
What she said was, what if you're here to do something and you're supposed to continue to do it?
There's a reason why my name is on his heart. Other than I want to check in.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, it's almost as if a conversation needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, not so much as an interviewer, but it's a conversation. He's like, Tone, I need to come and talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said, you know, when you find out your purpose, then it's, you know, and it's ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
I've had numerous people tell me, well, this story needs to be told. There were two occasions where I was laying in my bed and I remember opening my eyes and there was a nurse that was walking towards me and he was saying, you know, go ahead and talk, go ahead and speak. And I'm mumbling, but it doesn't sound like my voice. Mm-hmm. And he's doing something and I can feel myself coughing. He said, keep coughing, keep coughing. And I feel something lodged in my throat. So I cough real hard and then I start talking and I can hear my voice. And then like the blurriness goes away and I see this nurse, this male nurse, and he walks away and I can hear my voice. And then I see one of my best friends walk up. His name is Thomas. He walks up and he says, hey, buddy, how you doing? He goes, man, that was a rough one, wasn't it? He goes, now I got you back. I got you back. You're good now. He said, just hang in there. And he's just talking to me. And he said, it's not time for us to go. It's not time for us to go yet. And the more he speaks, I'm starting to think, this is not Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so it's God. I feel like it was God talking to me, to my subconscious, but he used a form that I was familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that wouldn't scare
me. He used something that wasn't going to scare me. He used something that would make me feel comfortable.
Right.
And who was the person?
My buddy Thomas, my best friend.
I mean, is Thomas still alive?
Yeah.
Still around?
He's the owner of XKO.
Oh.
Wow.
And it happened on two occasions. And in those moments, I was heavily sedated. And he said, you know, we got you back. You're good. He said, but I want to let you know that it's not time for us to leave yet.
Amazing.
And then the second time.
Why did he say us? Why was he saying it's not time for us?
I have no idea.
That was wild.
But the second
time. That's why I was asking if he was still around.
He said it's not time. Like, mm-hmm. The second time he was talking about my wife and he was saying, you know, I'm just talking to Shalee and tell me how you feel about Shalee. You know, I told you that.
Yeah.
I mean, there had been something in our marriage. You know, our marriage was, we were like roommates. And she was miserable at the job she was at. And I was working 60 hours a week. But we were just not vibing. And it was like our marriage was pretty much on the point of just despair. And it almost was like she didn't care and I didn't care. And I stepped out. Not looking to step out. But there was a situation and I didn't stop it. It was the whole thing.
Right.
And while I'm in the hospital, tied to the bed because I kept pulling stuff out, she asked me, I went through your, because she goes, I had to, you know, go through your phone to pay the bills and this and that. And I found this. And she goes, did you do this with this lady? And I said, yes. And she stopped and she said, well, why did you admit that so fast? I said, because I don't want to carry that around. I don't want to carry that around. She left, cried, came back, upset, said, I was ready to go home and pack my bags.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in, anytime we've had an out, right discussion with our ladies or with your man, we can just get up and leave and leave the conversation. I'm strapped to the bed, so I can't go anywhere. And she and I work through it. But it was in that moment that I was heavily sedated again. And I felt like God was coming to me like, you know, we're talking to Shalee. How do you, and I said, I love her. I don't want to go without. I want to see her in heaven with me. I don't want to leave without her. And he said, well, we're talking to her. You know, I'm talking to her.
Minister to her heart.
And he said, well, I'm talking to her now. And it sounded like.
Because you guys had to be a team to go through what you was about to go through, getting out that hospital. You couldn't have done that without her being by your side.
Real talk.
You sure couldn't
have. So God really mended that so that you had that support in her and basically made you guys honor that covenant that you guys took.
Right.
You're going to be here. Sick.
Mm-hmm.
Sick. Health. Wealth. Poor. All of it.
Yeah.
You took them vows and he was there. It was the three of y'all. And I think that's amazing that in your subconscious, he talked to you and ministered to your heart and administered to hers.
And so.
Yeah.
By what you're saying. And in that dream state, I'd never heard her final response, if she was willing to be there with me or not. And so I wake up and it's in the next morning and she comes in the room and I'm thinking that she's fully aware of this conversation with her and God and I. And I just start bawling because her coming back in the room tells me that she wants to be in heaven with me. And so she's like, why are you crying, babe?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't remember? She's like, what are you talking about?
See.
Then my buddy comes with my family and his dad and some, and I'm looking at him and I'm like,
were you here the other day?
And I'm looking at him like, I was like, am I
tripping?
Is this God or is this my boy? I'm
right,
like,
right. Am I
supposed
awake?
To know? I'm almost like,
he looking at him like,
yeah,
he
right.
Like then.
He's like, what is wrong with you?
Wrong with you?
Yeah.
No.
But it was the whole thing, even to now, is incredible, man. But I'm not suicidal. But there was a point, it was week two, there was a point where they put me in this mono bed. And it's a bed that, it's like a twin bed that can fold up like a chair or stand completely erect.
Wow.
Now, mind you, my ribs are still broken. And they put me in the mono chair. And they said, well, we got to stand you like this for an hour. And I'm like, oh, you know, I can't put weight on my left leg because my pelvis is fractured. So I'm strapped to this thing at an angle. And my body starts to slide.
Because gravity works.
Straps are digging into these broken ribs.
Because gravity's real.
And I'm in the worst pain. And I just look at my wife. And then I just ask to write something because I can't talk. I ask to write something. And I just scribble, and she has a picture of what I wrote, and it just said, kill me.
Damn.
And I'm looking her in the eye, and I just said, just kill, because I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through this anymore.
Yep.
I'm done.
I was in the hospital.
Oh.
Well, let me take that back. I was at home, and I had to go to the emergency room. And I remember being in the emergency room, sitting there. They had me in a wheelchair, and I was so uncomfortable. And so I started screaming, get me in a room now. And then they put me in a room and I told them, I said, I want to die.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not going to get better. I said, it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
I'm not getting better. So I don't want to live. So they ended up putting me in a hospital. I mean, put me in a room. They had a nurse outside my room watching me. You know, because I was on suicide watch because I was like,
made that declaration.
Yeah, I told them, I said, I don't want to live anymore. They made
serious.
Me. Yeah, it really is. They made me talk to a person right then.
Right.
And they said, how do you feel? And I told them, I said, I'm not getting better.
Right.
And I don't want. And they said, do you not want to live anymore? And I said, I don't.
And to say that
was that was the end of
fully conscious to say that.
Yeah.
You don't even weigh the balances anymore on. Who's left?
Yep.
The effect you're going to have on people.
Yep. You don't even think about that.
You are just done.
Think about being an alpha male.
Yeah.
Being 100% in control of everything you do, and now you can't even wipe your ass.
Yeah.
The vulnerability of it all.
Oh, that was one thing I had to struggle with.
Yeah.
I mean, I fell. The first time I could stand in my bedroom, I was getting dressed, and I fell. And I'm looking at my, I fell on my stump.
Oh.
And
he's so
and I'm
little.
Feeling it to make sure I didn't. the bone didn't go through the skin or nothing like that. And I'm sitting on the floor, wheelchair is behind me. Exactly. Yeah. I've done it twice. Where I hit a hematoma on it, and it's bad. So my wife comes in the room, and she said, "Babe, where you at?" "I'm right here." "Why didn't you call for me?" "I didn't want to bother you." "Man, what are you?" And she crouches down on the floor, and I'm just crying. And it's just like a wave of emotion. I didn't even know why I was crying.
Yep.
But I'm holding my stump, and I'm sitting there, and I'm physically weak. And I'm just bawling, and she starts to cry with me. And she looks at me, and she goes, "Okay. All right, we went there. We got that out the way. Let's go."
Yeah.
Let's go. And she scooped me up. She's 5'4". She picked me up, put me in the wheelchair. She said, "You had your moment. You had that moment.
Yeah.
Man up.
Let's go. Yeah, like let's go."
Okay.
And that's what a lot of people don't understand is you can have a bad day, you can have a bad week, a bad month, bad year, whatever.
Get back up.
Just don't get stuck in the bad moments.
Come on with the inspiration.
Get unstuck.
Yep.
That's it.
You know, you and your significant other, your job, you whatever, you have a bad day.
Yep.
You have got to get unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
You cannot live here.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Social media is a beautiful thing. It does keep you accountable, but it also helps you stay engaged with people.
Yes. We got this group of friends that we chit-chat with, and it's called the Gentleman's Corner. So we talk to them all the time, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like... Because I noticed y'all are part of the what is it called? On Instagram.
Oh, shit.
The gray, what was that? The Silverback Club.
I follow them. Oh, yeah, my God.
You seen them?
I don't know, I don't think they own so much shit now.
There's
the Silverbacks, there's the Gray Boys, and then there's the Salt and Pepper.
I think it's the Silvermen.
The Silver Fox.
But we have the Gentleman's Corner, right? And so one of the guys on there, his name.
The Saggy Nuts. We old, brother. You know nuts.
My nuts don't sag, though.
I told my wife I want to get Botox on my balls.
Down there, man. It'd be like cue balls. Boom.
Right? They look like eggs.
My balls don't sag, though.
Half of us women, please don't do that.
That'd be a whole... Oh, hey, we would break OnlyFans.
I would walk around my balls.
He's all
boom.
You like balls?
Hey, but have
you seen me? Thank you, Dave Chappelle.
You got a thong.
Get Tony off of there. He got
a thong in the front. Bro, so the balls
all just split. Hell yeah.
Hey, them jokers so tight, you get a glare from the picture.
They look like that. They look like those two lights.
Watch this be the waterfall off.
Hey, we're gonna cover the whole spectrum. You want pistachio, you want macadamia, coffee bean black, what you want?
This was a serious question Jamont wanted us to ask, y'all are making fun of him.
Right. Jamont, my bad, bro.
And the question was, do you think it's hard to follow another man?
Oh yeah.
Like as a man.
Yeah. No,
would I'm you have
leadership?
No,
you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Would you?
Because
would you?
I was in that situation. Because here's the thing, again, for my situation, I don't know what it's like to be an amputee.
Right.
So, two of my trainers, both of which are amputees, because I'm going in there, and my wife's going in there. We're in a wheelchair, and I have to learn from somebody who's been through.
Good.
I mean, these guys are 9-10 years amputees.
Mm-hmm.
So. Who am I going to learn from? I don't want to go learn from YouTube or Instagram. So you
were kind of forced to have to.
I was elated to.
Before you lost your leg, how would you feel the same way then?
I do believe that we're humans and our job is to coexist. And we all know that our knowledge and our wisdom is limited. Now, you can read a book, but who was it written by? A man or a woman?
That's how they had that experience.
And so you read a book, and it's like having a conversation about this area in life.
Right.
So I think if somebody has an issue with following the word following or learning from somebody, then that ego needs to go.
Needs to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't have a problem with following because everyone has a lesson to teach.
Come on.
You know what I mean? So I'm 100% willing to listen to someone. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm stubborn.
Right.
You know, so I may have some pullback
as a mule.
Little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, especially just a little bit. But if it's some good advice, right. You know, if it's something that's really going.
You need to seek the source.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seek the source.
Right. Right.
But obviously, I mean, here's the thing. You've been through something. We, like this woman who on the podcast down the street had said, the story might be about you, but it isn't for you.
What's your favorite sandwich? This is just a quick question.
Sandwich?
Yeah, what's sandwich. Your favorite sandwich?
So for you?
What's your favorite sandwich, Z?
Oh, my God. And I'm so old school.
Mm-hmm. What?
I like tuna fish sandwiches and chicken salad sandwiches.
No, okay.
My great aunt.
That is a grandmama sandwich.
It is.
Yeah.
That's a grandmama sandwich.
My babysitter was my great auntie, and she was already 60 when she was babysitting.
Oh, damn.
I know is those and then sardine cracker sandwiches where you put the sardines and the mustard and the hot sauce and on saltines. Oh, and no. I ate those.
What is
so
that?
Those are the things that I like.
Okay.
No sandwiches. Go ahead.
Did I say something?
Oh, it looked like you were about to say something.
I was, but I knew you were going to talk.
Because my sandwich is going to kind of go to a question.
It's difficult. Your sandwich is
No, it's small. My sandwich is very simple. But what's your sandwich, though?
I like just the turkey, lettuce, and tomato and cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What about you?
It's delicious.
Firehouse, that's regular.
Firehouse has my sandwich. It's the Firehouse. It's the club on a sub with bacon ranch on it. All it is just bacon. It's bacon, ham, turkey, salami. You
got all the meats.
Yeah, but you know, my mom is from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Oh. And when I went back to Brooklyn with my mom, when we went back to Manhattan,
right.
I was looking for a good deli. I found a poo-poo deli in the financial district. Don't ever go there. It's a decent sandwich.
He said poo-poo.
But yeah, you go poo-poo sandwich,
shit,
man.
Sandwich.
It's not a New York sub sandwich. Right. Yeah, what's your sub?
My sub, you just going to automatically think it's a sub sandwich?
Oh, it's not a sub sandwich?
No. I like a regular ass peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I love peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Me too.
That's regular.
Right, it's real.
I'm curious.
But I do.
Crunchy.
I do.
Oh,
well, see, man. That's what I was going to ask. That's going to be my second question. But I don't do it crunchy.
Demons. Who eat crunchy peanut butter? No,
that's weird. That's weird.
Put your hands down.
I don't like
go
crunchy
to the
peanut
quarter.
Butter. Crunchy the peanut butter
kind
is
of
nasty.
Bullshit.
I like the sweet peanut butter. Yeah. So what I put peanut butter.
Yeah.
Then I put jelly.
Okay.
Then I put jelly. Then I put peanut butter. So I have three pieces of bread, kind of like a Big Mac. All right.
Oh, wow.
So the bread in the middle. I know.
A lot of carbs.
That's
a lot of swallowing.
That's a lot of chewing.
You be dry as a mug. Make sure it's sourdough bread, though.
No, but see, but my question was on the sandwich, because you know, like you said, turkey sandwich. I'm sure your sandwich, you can get a bag of chips. You know, you can do a bag of chips.
Uh-huh.
What's your side that you eat with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Apple slices.
Chips. Milk.
You can't eat no chips. Nothing.
Milk.
Applesauce.
That sounds like you were raised right. You were raised right. You had a good. You came from a good household.
Applesauce.
Yeah. I buy applesauce.
You, when did
you cups?
I love chips with my peanut butter jelly.
See,
applesauce.
Oh, it's
bananas
either
on the side. You have fruit with your
barbecue
sandwich.
Really? The Lay's barbecue?
See, I just don't. We got
Doritos Cool Ranch.
Oh,
with
there
you go. With a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I could eat hot roast.
That's fancy. Have
Doritos. See, I can have Thanksgiving dinner and
Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch. You
what
fancy.
Is ranch?
Hell yeah, we are.
Ranch. Why is it?
You came for money, you bougie mother.
Why is it called ranch? Why is it called ranch?
Because it has the ranch flavors on the Doritos.
What is ranch? Tastes like what is ranch?
Said, I don't
that's
know.
Ranch.
That's cool ranch.
You know? But what's ranch?
Ranch?
But I'm saying, what is ranch?
I got one for you.
Why is ranch a flavor?
What's
ranch?
Been to Grand Prairie to the Asia Times Square?
Yeah, right off of Pine. Great Southwest.
Oh, yeah, it's called Asian Times Square.
Yeah, that's where I get my crawfish and my
so you've been in the market.
I'm always there.
So
they have a good one in Carrollton.
Oh, man.
Bro,
you can get lost in that.
Bro,
what is it?
It's just a whole aisle of different types of arrays of chips, you know. And then,
No, bro.
Listen to this.
No. Oh man, like
that's the craziest one you've seen.
I've seen like this blue bag or the pink bags. You know, it looked like a bag of fluff, like air fluff, but it's chips, and they have different flavors and all.
What's
kind
the craziest
of stuff.
Flavor you've seen, bro?
I don't even remember what the
I saw a sushi flavor.
That's what I was about to say.
I saw a sushi flavor. Man, you know they what? Did it come crayfish. From? Was it Frito Lay?
Crayfish.
It was crayfish.
Ew.
Or it wasn't crawfish. It was crayfish. I was like,
yeah, that's different.
Mm. Yeah. What does that taste like?
They have chips that
sorrow. That sounds like a bad
Salisbury steak. I'm like, God.
If I gave you an option right now, I'll give you $50.
Okay. Mm.
Or you can flip this coin for $200. Would you? Which one would you do? Girl, I'll give you the option right now.
It depends on if you are a person for chance and adventure, you'd flip.
Well, just right now, I'm offering you $50 right now, or $200.
It's a chance at $200.
Would you take?
That's what you decide. I'll just take the 50 and just go keep on pushing.
I'm a 50. Give it to me now because I don't. Mm-mm.
Okay,
I don't
like so then let's gamble.
I don't go to Lone Star.
The stakes. What if it's $200,000? Right now, or $40 million to flip this gold coin.
See, here's the thing: I'm not tied to money, so I'd flip the coin. If I lost, I lost. Like, all right,
Let's do it here. Flip it.
Because you don't have.
So we ain't got $40 million.
No, I'm not gonna give you $40 million.
Go ahead.
Heads.
Yeah.
What is it?
Heads.
So you would have won $40 million.
You would have won.
See, this is my thing.
But I wouldn't have been over the moon about it.
What was your reason for flipping it?
But what did I get? What did I risk?
But that adrenaline.
I didn't risk anything.
Nothing.
But no. Yeah, you did. Because the thing is that you risk $40 million. So now you risk a whole bunch.
Yeah.
My thing is that if and that was easy because you know I'm not about to give you $40 million.
Yeah, you're right.
But if you are in a real situation.
Right,
and somebody's really about to offer you this money.
Yeah,
what would you really do? Would you really, if your wife is standing next to you and she's like, "Hey," or somebody run up to you, here, I'm flip this for $40 million, or I'll give you this suitcase right now full of $200,000. What you gonna take?
Yeah,
I'm taking the two.
You flip the coin. What?
I'm taking the $20,000. Keep moving.
You taking that briefcase?
I need the guarantee.
So that's what you're
doing. I need a guarantee. That's my analytical mind.
No risk.
Go make your money.
That you wouldn't.
Well,
would you? But that's what I'm saying. It's the pressure zone. Like with me, it's bullshitting around. Yeah. But if the pressure's for real,
well, the first time I was asked, I said, "Just give me the 50, and I'll keep."
Yeah, you did. You did. So you would have taken the.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we do have our segment.
Yeah.
Of that shit's got to go.
Eddie what is yours?
Fish. Oh, so
it's not anything.
You everybody has had a guest stay at their house, right?
Okay.
Somebody from out of town or sleep, you know, hey man, I have a drink, can I crash over here? yeah, no problem, man. Okay, well, man, I'm gonna jump shower real quick, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, well here, you know, there's a bar of soap, you know, there's a towel, whatever. So then when they take their shower, they get ready to leave.
Don't tell me there's a skid mark on the towel for them.
And then you go into the bathroom and you pick up, you see that bar of soap and it's like, you knew damn well that your pubicles haven't been shaved or whatever. You done left all of that on that brand new bar of soap.
I'm not cleaning that shit off. Are you talking about that shit you got to go?
Yes. Yeah. So, guest in your house.
You were away for a minute.
Guest in your house leaving pubic hairs on a brand new bar of soap.
Oh, wait. First off, why do you have barred soap?
Bar soap is too. A good.
If you let somebody come
in, I use body wash.
Visit. Yeah, I don't know about how.
I'm saying if somebody comes stay at your, you know, need to stay tonight or you know crash.
So you mean to tell me that if I came over to your house and I need to take a shower, you gonna give me a whole bar of soap?
Bar Dove
I'm not
soap.
Bad.
What's wrong with Dove
not
soap?
Not Dove.
Take love a fucking Dove soap. Dog.
If you don't do I get to take the soap with me? Dollar Tree, goddamn your ass.
No, this is. I shop at Tom Thumb.
Dollar Tree.
Hey, I have a question.
Tom Thumb.
Do I get
everything 99 cents?
You got spirit soap. Spirit.
Not this ain't just a regular. This ain't just a regular white Dove.
It's been gone since 98.
Where'd this bunker come from?
Oh, y'all did.
I'm not buried in the ground.
But my thing is that why can't I just take the soap with me? Why?
Zest.
First off,
who go? You got to pay, man. You got a Ziploc bag. Like take the soap home with me.
You gave me a whole bar of
soap. You don't want to use my bar soap.
Look, dude.
You gonna use mine?
But you get that bar of soap that's like half of a shell.
See?
Small, like half of a shell, but you still make out the words like, God dang.
It's still printed in
it. Yeah, wait a second.
Like, the stickers with the baby hair.
Are they really doing tattooing on that?
They're doing the stickers. You buy a sticker with baby hairs already swooped.
Yeah.
And you stick it on your balls.
Are you for real?
And girl,
it's
I'm telling you.
It's a sticker of hair. It's real hair.
No, you've seen this?
No.
No. I mean, I've seen the baby hair swoop, but I thought it was just like,
I think people that was get real. Tattoos.
Oh, please.
I always wondered why, because you know how black women always used to complain about no edges, right? But now they all got edges. And but I guess no this
dude,
why.
And this may
no
be why.
No dude is like, I love your eyelashes out to here.
I love your edges.
I love your edges, girl.
That was the first
that was one of Zadie's.
I was like, no.
Zadie's ZTZ.
Yeah.
Zadie's GTG was
blown out Botox lips where you look like you got bottom lips.
All of this booty.
Yeah.
Looking like
your hamstring is small, but your booty's big. Like, come on.
First of all, your thigh to ass ratio is off, so I know what's wrong with you, baby girl.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You're looking like an ant.
I used to be upset about too thin of calves. Now it's like you got too much booty and too small a
right.
All this thigh meat.
Thigh stuff. Meat's gone.
Because your thigh and ass should always.
It should.
You should have quads.
It should go.
Have y'all
here looking like an ant. Who want that?
Well, not even that. Do y'all remember watching Star Wars?
Yeah.
Where Luke comes in and the thing comes off and it's Luke.
Yeah.
Leia's up there with the bougie pimp daddy. She's all chained up, looking all.
Oh, you talking about Jabba the Hutt?
You know what I'm saying, right? Do you remember the scene in the bar where that thing was
dancing,
with the lips out
and
here
talking, mm-hmm.
and how small them legs were?
It looked like some pencils, and she was a big old body. And these
That's what some of these bazillion butt lift people are looking like. These little bitty legs and all of that.
Hey, looking terrible.
And they're mad at men about you're fake. You're not being real.
They got
woman, you got tattooed baby hair. You know what this is becoming, right?
What?
I'm going to get you sucking.
Where she take everything off? She's
no.
Like, you like
my eyes aren't really green.
Right.
You know what else?
Another secret.
This is nice in the summer. I am glad to get these off.
No, not that. Not the tits. Please tell me to.
They're not even the right color. This voluptuous ass of mine. Wait. Guys, always get a kick out of this one. Wait.
Leg.
Everything came off.
Oh, so I feel something.
When she had that bow and that little string, I said, come on, Jack.
That was enough.
Let me hop after you.
That was
when
the end.
Were you done?
Oh, my God.
Were you done with the eyes or were you done with the boobs?
Once you pulled the boobs off.
Were you done with the boobs?
Yeah,
once. No, I made it all the way through.
You made it all, really? You were cool with the no hair and the no boobs.
Because I wanted to know where it was going.
You seen Tiger Woods lately?
Oh my Lord.
You didn't see that? I thought I sent that video to you.
What was my boy LeBron doing? Yo, you know, so.
Oh.
So, yeah. The
bald head LeBron?
What are you brushing?
What was he brushing?
He was brushing.
The paint? He's smoothing in the paint.
Well,
the
he
paint.
Was brushing it so intently. I'm like, I've been there, but I'm like,
there ain't nothing to brush.
LB, come on,
you're about
man.
To start bleeding. You're gonna brush your skin off. Shit,
getting a little.
It was
aggressive.
Like,
right.
I'm man, like, man. B, come on, B.
I know, right? Sometimes you got lit.
Yeah, just let it go.
Let it go.
That dude.
That's my whole thing. Just let it go.
When
let
Tiger me. Took off that hat.
Oh.
And he went. I was like, oh my hey, man, God.
When Tiger came up from washing his face, it was like he looked like a fucking gorilla.
Did he not?
Uncle
y'all childish. Y'all childish too.
Bro, did he not look like the extra from Django, the one they chased?
That's what I'm saying. He didn't. I don't know who he
was. He was like, dude.
He looked like he was with Harriet.
Wow.
Dude, running. I'm like, damn.
When
Tiger.
I saw that, I was like, dude. This shit is AI generated. This ain't real.
I mean, the media put him through a ringer, man. They stressed him out, man.
Was it that bad?
That man is stressed out.
Well, he's caused so much of his own trauma.
He kind of did, man.
It don't matter.
It's his own trauma.
I don't care, boy. Just
kind of did.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn. We got, so Zadie has a segment that she does for a fifth of something, but it is called A Fifth of No Good Sense.
Oh, right? Really?
So,
is this from an actual person, or is
these
this?
Are things that I've observed, and I just want your feedback and wonder what part of your good sense made you decide that this was okay.
Have we talked about one of them already?
No, I'm about to show you some things. I'm going to show you why certain people shouldn't book activities for a group, okay? And this is what they're going to have you doing on vacation.
Oh, I've seen this. I've seen that.
The slingshot.
The fuck you will.
I've seen that.
I would do it.
That was like a lot of fun.
Oh, no.
Y'all can't do me like this.
No.
I would do it. The one that they do off a cavern.
Not towards
into the
not,
water. Yeah. That one's kind of rough.
I would do them all.
I ain't doing that.
I'm a daredevil.
My wife would let somebody slingshot you.
What if I would do that? Snap. And there you just and into you the going, side of that hill.
That's what I'm about to say. You going now, at least pop me in something.
Is this something?
Just in case.
Well, I have some questions before I get involved into that scenario.
Right. No. You done went on vacation and they're like, oh, today's activities. You about to put your ass in this harness.
So
and
I'm like, dude, is there a waiver that I'm signing?
You're signing bullshit? Everything.
Like that one little white kid.
Bullshit.
If there's no waiver, then I'm not going to go through with it. Yeah, and second of all, if this, am I at a friend's getaway and we just thought of this?
Right.
And we just jerry rigged it up because I'm not doing it on that.
Oh, it's no. Professional.
Did no. you see I'm gonna jump in the tractor? Yeah. It was a tractor and some
that's how
bungee
you,
cord.
Well, yeah. that's how you get
But who release it?
That's how you get this.
Oh, he takes it off the thing. Okay. Said,
there's a release.
So it's just, it's that easy to release a person that's being stretched way back in?
Yeah.
Have you never been in anything like that?
Have you seen the parasailing one? Mm-mm. There was a parasailing one in Indonesia. Did you see that?
No.
So the little Indonesian guy, as the parasailing is taking off, the American guy is on it, the Indonesian dude runs and jumps on his back, and he's going to, you know, get the guy positioned. Then you see a body fall.
A
body. There was two people that went up.
Okay.
A body falls. And the water wasn't out that far, so it wasn't.
Oh, wasn't deep.
He died.
Oh, yeah.
He died? American died.
Oh, jeez.
He was out of there.
See, it's like certain countries that you go to that you shouldn't do their activities.
You shouldn't do any activities like that. My thing is that you are supposed to have both your feet on the ground at all times, unless you're walking, so one comes up at a time, right? But
you've never bungee jumped or anything? Free fall?
I ain't got time for that shit.
Zip line.
What am I going to do that for? What's the purpose of me jumping down off something and saying, never mind?
Understand that I am this friend, and I want y'all to be okay with, but I thought I was the only friend like this. I am still this friend.
Oh, sorry. I mean to be loud.
I'm that
friend. Laugh at
him. I'm sorry.
Damn.
Well, I am too. Yeah, don't ever.
Please don't.
Yeah, don't.
Ooh.
If you send something to me.
I'm going to laugh
first. He's out of there.
And he's in crutches too.
Why didn't he just get some help?
Why did they think this is a good idea?
That part.
He felt all. He died.
He died.
He didn't make it.
The end. Yeah, how did
we
he
lost Bob.
Oh.
I'm going to be a friend, but I'm not going to be that.
I mean, we were all kids, but I never did anything like that. That's reckless.
Why would you do that?
That's reckless. You're showing off now, Todd.
There's a similarity with all of these people.
What?
Then I'm not going to say
she's
going to
show
loud.
That thong.
Damn.
Ooh. Ooh. She had her drawers on.
Oh, so she showed her whole booty.
I'm going to laugh.
Hold up, though.
Wait a minute.
Dog.
So what about, let me ask you this.
Dog, the pot didn't catch it.
I'm that friend, though.
Are you that friend?
Okay. I'm okay with laughing at you. I'm amazing. I'm going to laugh, but then I'm going to be like, you all right?
What about the stripper hoe that fell
off the pole?
In Dallas.
From the ceiling?
At Ecstasy. You saw on the news.
No.
It made the news?
She not only made the news, bro, she was on, I think, Oprah?
How you get on Oprah?
Bro,
you,
she's like,
stripper
she's,
on Oprah.
We ain't doing something right if we ain't on Oprah, okay? Fell. We three ain't doing something right.
But, I mean,
I'm going to fall from the stripper.
So there's like,
ceiling.
So there's her falling.
Okay.
And then there's her on Oprah, but there was something in the middle where I kind of had to say, so if you see the video, I got to clap my hand, bro. She fell back and neck, right? And then.
She got up and started back then.
No, bro. She twerked on her hands and knees off the stage in the back.
Damn.
That's a professional.
That's a show.
I'm sorry. That's an entertainment.
She's like, I did that on purpose.
She's a professional.
And then she just.
She's like, I did that on purpose.
Come to her aid. She just twerked off.
And you did like this. Pow.
And then.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
She played it off. She tried to play it off.
That's called professional.
But then she went on an Oprah show. I think it was Oprah this time. And then she was like,
she reenacted. She
was cleaned up. No, she was like,
reenacted.
You know, she said she was cleaned up.
She was cleaned up. She was like, you know, I want to give my life up. And
really?
And now I'm going to medical school. And what happened was she had a couple of sugar daddies that are going to take care of her.
Yeah, that's what
she
happened.
She ain't seen the medical at the end of school a day in her life.
No.
Fail medical school.
Like, I mean, they say, you can't pay for college with dollar bills.
But, you know, it's like
every stripper, I'm going to school.
But then that's it was Atlanta's an opportunity.
Model.
Yeah.
It was an opportunity. She made a mistake.
Yeah.
And society's like, oh, but you know what? Let's help. I was like, hey, look, thank God you didn't die.
Right.
That part, because those poles go up pretty far.
She was the tip top.
That's what she said. She tried to, what
you have
it
to look it up.
Down. I'm going to look
like
it up.
Faces of death. Like, damn.
He said faces of death.
What you got, brother?
I'll tell you what, my wife and I will watch Seinfeld because this is.
Oh, yeah. I like Seinfeld. But that's what this man, show is.
This show is Seinfeld Black.
Yeah.
Seinfeld Black.
Whereas George Costanza was built as an average man, bald. He was the most confident dude.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't he, though?
100%.
More than, and Kramer was like a next level.
Well, yeah. Until he came out the lake.
Kramer was very aware.
Yeah, he was like, the water was cold.
Right, the water was
women
cold.
Don't ever deal with that, ever.
No, they don't. If they get out the water and it's cold and they got hard nipples, we like
that. We like that.
We're like, this is a jazzy situation.
Right.
Put some more water. Drink.
Right.
Put some more water on her.
He's like this, hey, what you doing?
You need assistance?
Where you going? That used to be my pickup line. I would be like, where you going? You need somebody to go with you?
You know what tripped me out?
I'm UPS. What can Brown do for you?
You know, I'll tell you. You know, it's crazy.
Good day.
Brown do for you, yeah.
Good day.
But I'll tell you, you know, you talked about a guy that was paralyzed. You know, it was crazy. Being a part of this, I'm so grateful. I am grateful this happened. It slowed me down. It saved my marriage, man. My wife and I were going through it. And this saved my marriage. And my buddy,
cheers
my church.
Cheers to your wife, man.
Yeah.
What's your wife's name?
Shelly.
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 She can't be here right now.
Hanging.
Cheers,
I feel like I'm accepting an award. Beyonce can't be. I'm going right. to accept this in lieu of Beyonce.
Since that's the case, look, man, we're going to give you a little parting gift. We don't.
Oh, it's jazzy, bro.
Yeah, so you can now go ahead on and give us your speech. Go ahead. It's a little.
I want to say thank you.
USB speaker.
I'm sorry that my wife can't join us right now. You know, she is recuperating with a bronchitis infection, but I'll accept this in her lieu and listen to it with the best ability that I can.
Play her a nice song.
God bless.
Okay. Play her a nice song on
Absolutely.
Hey, man, we really appreciate you coming on, brother.
Had a great time.
Absolutely. We really do.
Glad to be here.
And thank you for sharing your story with us. We would.
Very inspirational.
Yeah, 100%. And we would like to have you come back on sometime, man. Bring some friends.
Say is when people say they've been praying for me, I tell them right then and there, me standing here is the return of your investment of prayer. Mm-hmm. That's what this is.
Nice.
Amen. Let's go.
Yeah.
My man.
Appreciate you.
Share your story with us.
Yes. Yes, yes, man.
That's a wrap.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey, do you think that they could, like, sentence a homeless person to house arrest?
God help us all.
You stupid.